You're listening to 88.5 KEOM. I'm Becca, and today we are interrupting our normal programming from here at John Horn High School to go center stage with Mesquite ISD Superintendent Dr. David Vroonland. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. V.
It's good to be here. I just got to wonder how often when you're doing this that you don't want to just go into a song and sing along with it. Do you ever get caught while you're singing on air?
I do.
Yeah,
we've got some
right?
pretty good music here at KEOM, and
yeah,
it's a
you
blast
do.
To
yeah,
you know,
right?
sing along.
Yeah.
With this month being Black History Month, topics on diversity have come into light, such as ethnicities being represented equally, and how diversity is a must in our day and age. When compared to other districts in the Metroplex, Mesquite can boast as being as one of the most diverse.
Absolutely.
Can you tell me about the breakdown of our student enrollment here at Mesquite, and how diverse is it and what ethnicities we represent?
Yeah, primarily we're a Hispanic district. I can't say that about the community as a whole, but as a district, we're about 57% Hispanic, about 25% African-American, and about 13% Caucasian, and then a small percentage of Asian students as well. Obviously, intermixed among that will be a variety of different kind of cultural elements of that, right? So,
right.
you know, just saying African-American doesn't necessarily touch every element of the diversity in that population, much less Caucasian, much less Hispanic. So there's a great deal of diversity in our district.
Right. And you talked how we have a ton of diversity, a ton of cultures, ton of ethnicities. You know, when kids come to school for the first time, for a lot, it's often very fun, very entertaining.
Right.
They love it. But for people that come from different cultures and traditions and stuff, it can be stunning to find kids that don't speak your same language or may not have the same traditions as you. Does Mesquite offer anything to these students, you know, such as classes or stuff?
Yeah, we certainly do. But I can share a personal experience of that. As you may or may not know, I worked in Japan in a Japanese high school.
Oh.
And I remember sitting in meetings in Japanese for 2 hours straight, and I don't really speak Japanese that well. And so, you know, for a student coming into an environment where they don't really speak the language or understand some of the cultural expectations, it can be more than just a bit uncomfortable. It can be unnerving and feel lost and those kind of things. And so what you want to do especially is on the language side of things, as quickly as possible, provide opportunities for language acquisition. And of course, in the younger grades, we have bilingual programs that really focus on that. And then in the upgrades, we have ESL programs. And we also have a variety of organizations we try to connect kids with. I think that's probably the most important thing we do is, regardless, frankly, of whether they come from a different place culturally, a different country, whatever that may be, getting kids engaged in something is a high priority for us. And that's why we're opening up, even at the elementary level, significantly more clubs and opportunities for kids. I'm really excited. I was looking at the screen as I was sitting here, and it said code, play, talk. And it's like we're doing coding at our elementary schools now. And it really, coding by itself is its own language. And so kiddos who struggle maybe with some language as they're coming into our environment can actually sit in that environment and operate just like every other kid, whether they're, you know, speaking English primarily or not. So I think that to me is one of the secrets, is engaging kids. Connecting to their cultures is another secret. The more you can do that and allow students to express themselves from where they are, I think is a valuable attribute. But that's done more at a teacher level. You know, individual teachers doing the things they can do to help kids feel connected and welcome into class.
That's a great thing, you know. You talked about how we have bilingual classes. I agree that, you know, to be successful in any environment, you need to know the language. I know the classes, the code classes. That's great that we're getting our community, our students involved at a young level on such a young age.
Right.
And you talked about teachers, you know, and we said that we have so many ethnicities and we have so
right.
much diversity. Do we have teachers that represent our students?
I would say for Mesquite ISD, probably more than most districts. 41% of our teacher population actually is made up of either Hispanic or African-American population, which is really remarkable when you consider that we have 2,600 teachers roughly in the district. That's unique. But we're intentional in recruiting. But I think it's really important to understand diversity is a good thing, and you want to be intentional in your recruiting for diversity, but you want to make sure it's not just for diversity's sake. You want
right.
to hire people who care about kids, who want to make sure that they're going to be successful. And one of my favorite stories that I share about myself personally is I worked in an all-African-American school in Washington, D.C. as a head track coach and taught government and psychology there. I would say my relationships with those kids superseded my ethnicity. And if you talk to those kids, they would tell you that I cared deeply about them. And they even, I won't share it on the radio, but they said really powerful things about me as one of their teachers. I think that's the most important element. However, that being said, I think it's vital that we get in front of our students people who are culturally like them as much as possible, so that there's someone that they can relate to on a regular basis as well.
I agree with both of the things you said. You know, I like how we're having diversity in our district, and I do agree that we need to have qualified teachers and teachers that are going to care about the kids.
Right.
You know, our district, it is diverse. It's one of the mm-hmm. most diverse in the Metroplex.
It is.
Does the school board take this into consideration when deciding on certain things or topics or stuff?
Absolutely. And that one of the things the school board is trying to do is de-emphasize bureaucratic accountability systems from the state and focus on local accountability. Why is that important? Because at the local level, we know our population of students better than the state does. And one of the things we want to be able to do from a board perspective, and I operate as a member of the board in a way, what we want to do from the board perspective is to be able to align our expectations to our community, which is not the same as aligning the expectations in Allen or in Friendship, where I came from. Those are different districts, different mm-hmm. populations. We need to have more localized influence over what boards do and the influence they have, rather than just mandated state oversight that is really disconnected from student populations, frankly.
Mm. And finally, does Mesquite ISD, do they have anything planned in the future to make sure that we stay diverse and ethnically diverse?
I don't think we actually need to work on that. that is who we are. That's
right.
Our identity.
Right.
I think as we look to the future, really, it's more about how do we avail kids to great opportunities. And one of the things that I talk about a lot is we've got to get away from this idea of standardized learning.
Mm-hmm.
And really focus in on the passions and aptitudes of individual students. That is a complicated process. We're working with Google and we're working with Apple right now to actually design that. And I'm excited to say that I'm going to be part of a national team actually redesigning public ed around this concept. And why is that relevant to what you're saying? Is because we move away from the idea that every child, regardless of their experiences in life, gets this education. Whatever that is. Right now we have a very specific kind of education where every child, for the most part, other than AP, is going through the same educational process. What I want to know, just like that young man who just walked by, I want to know who he is. I want to know what he cares about. I want to know what his passions are. And I want to be able to adapt the education to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so if African-American, Hispanic, poor, rich, Caucasian, it really doesn't matter. What we're really focused on is the individual. Now, the individual obviously brings cultural aspects to bear, and so that becomes a part of their experience. And so I think as we tap more into the individual, we actually tap more into who they are rather than standardization, which taps into everyone being the same, which is not accurate.
Right. And I think that makes Mesquite ISD stick out more, is we're not as focused on maybe the STAR test or standardized testing, but we want to know about the kid and the individual. And as someone who's taken STAR test, I can say that that does not test your knowledge fairly.
And frankly, it doesn't benefit you ultimately,
right.
Which is my job, is to benefit you. It's to take advantage of who you are and give you the greatest opportunity to pursue mm-hmm. that piece. And here's the thing I believe as superintendent of schools, and I hope this resonates with the listening audience. What I believe is truly at the core, I believe everybody was designed to do something unique and special. And I firmly believe that. And what frustrates me in the current system, and we're working hard on it, but it's a major overhaul. What frustrates me in the current system, and I've said this before, is we design it around standardization, which really, in its essence, doesn't care about the uniqueness of individuals. We in Mesquite care about the uniqueness of individuals, and we will work hard to design around that as we move forward. That's really important to us, and I want my listening audience to understand that. That's what we are passionate about. That's what we're designing around. That's what we're trying to do. And I think when you capture that, the things that we talked about today on the radio related to cultural relevance and cultural identity, those are actually allowed to flourish in a way, because it flourishes through the individual, not through some corporate, but it flourishes through who the individual is.
Right. And, you know, sadly, our time is almost up. So is there anything else you'd like to say?
I really need to do a call out, a shout out to my wife. Okay.
Okay.
And, you know, I shouldn't do this as superintendent, but it's a privilege, right? My wife is tonight being named Sharing Life Volunteer of the Year, and I'm very proud of her. And I need to say this because this is another institution that cares deeply about our community, Sharing Life does. and she cares deeply about this community. And for her to be named that is something that she will, she's been named very, she's gotten awards in the military that were very significant, but I don't think I've seen her as emotional as receiving this. And I would say to the public at large, if you can support things like Sharing Life, we need to care about the least of our public all the time. And so I would just encourage people to do that, and just want to share that. And with Valentine's Day coming up, I need to share my love for my wife as well.
Well, that's an honor for your wife. Tell her congrats for me.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming out to talk to us, Dr. B.
Thank you.
I'm Becca, and this has been Center Stage here on KEOM with Dr. David Runeland, Superintendent of Schools.
This is Mesquite Schools Radio, 88.5 KEOM, Mesquite.